of the survival pack for youngsters until a fortnight's time. Travelling up to London just the other day, I saw a billboard. Now, up until about a month ago, I probably would not have had a clue. It had a woman on there, or a young woman, and it was a website where you can find products at the cheapest price, or some such thing. Well, anyway, I'll come back to what it had on this billboard in a minute. Because, as I say, up until about a month ago, I probably wouldn't have had a clue what this actually meant, three letters. But recently, having used the internet a bit more, and following some of the conversations that there are on some of the religious websites and that, penny begins to drop with me as to some of the language, which I think is called text language, that that people use. And so when I see these sort of three different letters, I'm like, what does that mean? There was one that goes I-M-O. And I looked at that, and I thought, eventually it dawned on me what I think it means. I think this is text language. I may be talking nonsense here, but I think this is texting language. IMO. The person will say, commenting on something, IMO, this view is ridiculous. Do you know what the IMO is? I may be wrong on this, but I think it means, Stanley's dad knows, he'll correct me if I'm wrong. IMO, Charlotte? Yes? No? In my opinion, I'm there. I've arrived. I'm in text speak. I'm there. In my opinion, IMO. And then there are others that go BTW. I'm looking at Stanley's dad here just to make sure I'm not making a right fool about BTW. Do you know that one? I think I've got this one. I think I've got it. Whoa, not in there. By the way, I'm there. I don't know many more than that, so I'm going to stop here. But I've learned a few of these different things. But anyway, the one in London I saw, I thought, I think I know what that one means. And I was less happy with this one. It was OMG. OMG. Very common, I think, amongst girls and young women. I think that's why the advert actually had a young woman and she'd found some product or some friend had found this on this website and she was going, but we won't actually say what she is saying on there. And I think you might know why. Because she is saying, oh my, and then using a name wrongly, the Lord's name. She was going to use God's name in that. And I've seen this from time to time. And again, the penny dropped with me. Ah, that's what they're saying there. And that's what this billboard was meaning by this. Ah, the things people say. The things people say. I'm afraid, and I may be wrong in this, but it does seem to be younger women who particularly go in that direction, though the language of men is appalling as well that I hear from time to time, and I know at school we hear from time to time. But we must think, mustn't we? That was so thoughtless and wrong and blasphemous. Because what would we say of God? What are our thoughts of God? When we say God's name, what are we thinking when we say God? What are we thinking? If we're thinking nothing, oh, shame on us. What should we be thinking, Stanley? He's most powerful. We should be thinking that. What else should we be thinking? Stanley?
He alone is worthy of our praise.
He alone is worthy of our praise. What else should we be thinking? What else? When we think of him, we think, he is this and he is that, worthy of our praise. He is
just.
He is
forgiving.
He is faithful. He is. Charlotte, got one there? Timothy?
Perfect in every aspect.
Perfect in every way, and on the list goes. He's full of love, glory, and holiness, and righteousness. He is a God who saves, a God who forgives. That name is precious, and the name of the Lord Jesus, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Because when we think of their name, then all of this comes to our minds. And all the thoughtless and wrong and wicked use of his name saddens us and grieves us. So don't get caught up in that kind of language and thinking. Don't hear it, because you'll hear it around you in a way. Put your hands over your ears. Pray for those who misuse his name, because they're going to account for it one day. The stupid things they've said about him, the thoughtless way they've spoken of a great and glorious being who's creator and maker of everything. Dare we think of him in such a trivial way and a thoughtless way? Surely not. And neither use heaven or hell in a thoughtless way, because these are solemn places. Solemn places. Heaven is God's home, and hell is the place where people perish. And people who have used his name thoughtlessly will go there, and they will perish. So don't, because the world does this. They use heaven, God's home, and hell, the place of everlasting destruction and punishment, in a thoughtless way. Don't fall in with that either. The world is full of this. In fact, I find it interesting for a society that so hates God and is so supposedly disinterested in him, that they use so much Bible language and thought about him and his name. It tells me that somewhere in their hearts, perhaps, they do remember him, but not to any good to their soul. So let's not be part of that. Or if you hear somebody misusing his name, if you get an opportunity, you could perhaps just say to them. Or if you hear them, pray for them, that they really will know his name and understand who it is that they speak about. But you know, we do sometimes just in a way have to put our hands to our ears and think, oh, would they but know whom they are speaking of so foolishly and flippantly and lightly. So a bit of text language that I've learnt, some of it's okay, and I'm feeling quite there these days. I know a little bit of this, but some of it grieves me and saddens me when people in text speak use God's name profanely and wrongly. Right, well, let's see. Check what we think, check how we speak. And now let's sing the praises of God. Hymn number 128, Jesus, the name high over all.